Hi, thank you for calling customer support. You're speaking with Diana. How may I help you?
Yes, Diana. I'd like to speak to you, sir.
Ma'am?
I would like to speak to a supervisor.
Well, ma'am, I have no problem with assisting with your account. What do you need today?
Well, I want to know how many times at the end of my checking account for some cream that was supposed to be a free offer.
Okay, may I have your zip code?
May I have what?
Your zip code.
Zip code 36432.
And what's your first and last name?
Louise Barlow.
And for security purposes, ma'am, can you verify your address for me?
My last four numbers is, my address, 108 Westside Road, Castleberry, Alabama. You want to see this?
Yes, this is the Iconolite Skincare Cream and Serum. And ma'am, you've already called in the council. You've been charged 6 times, the 2 shipping and handling charges, the 2 end of trial charges, and the 2 charges for the ones you just received.
So how many times have I been?
6.
She's only received it the 4 and 1 other time. She hasn't received 6 of them.
2 was for her shipping and handling charges. No, that is a valid charge. 2 was for her shipping and handling charges. 2 was for her end of trial charges that she had to pay for that full 30-day supply. And 2 was for the one she just received. She has 4 bottles.
Well, we want to send back the 2 she just received and get a refund.
We have a no-return policy due to COVID and health and safety standards. That's why the recent agent let her know, well, the supervisor let her know that all he could do was cancel her account, which he already did.
I didn't speak to a supervisor when he came. I spoke to somebody else.
No, you spoke to a supervisor.
That's
ma'am. His name was Jesus or Jesus.
I'm going to report you to the Better Business Bureau.
Okay.
Ask them why they were going through Belk for this free offer.
Was this offer through Belk Department Store?
I don't know. This is Iconolite Skincare Cream and Serum.
I read it so much from Belk.
The phone is breaking up bad. I cannot hear you.
We weren't speaking.
She can't refund you your money.
Why not?
Because of the COVID.
We can give her 35% back to those 2 recent charges.
Yes, ma'am. Do that then.
That's the name of the company that's on the envelope, ma'am.
And if that 3322 and that 3007 does not reflect into her account immediately, it will take 3 to 5 business days.
Yes,
all right.
Ma'am.
And she did get a refund confirmation sent to her email.
All right.
I'll just send the receipts for every time they have the dates on them.
She wants to also send her a receipt to her email with the charges and the dates.
We can't do that.
Why can't you?
We just gave you the amounts over the phone. We can't send you the amounts to your email.
You didn't give the amounts, so, and She doesn't have, yes, anything on the charges, what the charges were.
I'll let you know it was two charges of $94.90 and two charges of $85.90.
Yes.
She's gonna go to the Better Business Bureau on this.
I heard her.
Oh, you're on those.
I already refunded her 35% to those two recent charges.
Yes, ma'am, I understand that.
So why would she go to the BBB?
My mom's 82 years old, and she didn't know, when she read that, it didn't say anywhere on there that there was going to be a charge after 30 days. She looked for the fine print.
It did when she accepted our terms or conditions. It was there explaining it to her.
And she didn't talk to anybody. She just on the internet. And she said she looked through it thoroughly to make sure there was no extra charges.
I also thought it was coming from Belk because it said Belk on it.
All right. Well, thank you for calling customer support. And you have a great day.
Thank you.